Thank you so much for staying with us here on City News. It's no surprise to anyone that we are facing a challenge when it comes to healthcare professionals. There is a shortage in this city and in this province. And we wanted to have a conversation today with Alex Munter, CEO of the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Alex, you had an opinion piece in the Ottawa Citizen and really trying to convince people who work in the U.S. in the healthcare system to come to Canada. Walk us through this idea, Alex.
Well, so let me just take a step back, and you're quite right. We do have a problem at CHEO and at every hospital and across the system, which is we need people. We need more people. And so I think there's two things we need to do. The first is we need to keep the people we have. And so that means we need to make sure that, for example, the wage restraint that is in place on many of our health professionals is lifted. We need to have, I think, late career incentives. We need to accelerate the training of health professionals. I mean, basically what's happened here is that historically, and this, you know, took many decades to happen, but we went into the pandemic with, in Ontario, the smallest acute care hospital system in the world, in the developed world, I should say, in terms of the number of beds. So on a per capita basis, we had the lowest number of beds in Ontario. Ontario and Mexico were at the bottom of the list. And so we had this undersized system to start with. And now, of course, we have a whole new disease that we have to respond mm-hmm. to, and we have all of the impacts of the pandemic, which in the children's world include learning loss and impacts on development and physical and mental health. So all that to say, we're bulking up. The government has made, the Ontario government has made significant investment in increasing capacity, increasing beds, OR time, and other programs, but we need health professionals, and that's been the stumbling block, is becoming the stumbling block. So mm-hmm. we need to keep the people we have, and we need to bring in new people. And where I got the idea about having a more intentional approach to American healthcare workers, or I should say people working in the United States, who are, some of them are expat Canadians mm-hmm. and others who are Americans, because we've certainly noticed here at CHEO an uptick in interest from American physicians when we post positions.
Interesting.
And when we talk to them about what it is that is appealing to coming to Canada, because typically physicians will make more money in the United States than here. It's expat Canadians who want to come home, and it's Americans who are fed up. Fed up with the school shootings, fed up with restrictions on basic rights, the churn and conflict that really is driving that society apart. And so I think there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for us if we can get our act together in Canada, because it's too hard. It takes too long. It takes too many steps. It's too difficult to get American healthcare workers who know the language, know the systems, literally know the systems. You know, the computer system, the health information system that is in place in most American hospitals is the same one used in most of the major hospitals in Ontario, the Ottawa Hospital, CHEO, UHN, Hamilton, and so on. So you could literally be a nurse working at a children's hospital in the United States on Friday, and you could start work here on Monday in terms of your skills.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that's, you know, there are a lot of immigration barriers to that, and there's a whole lot of licensing and regulation barriers
mm-hmm.
to that.
So
that's why, you know, we would need help from government, both provincial and federal, to make this possible.
Well, and that was going to be my next question, Alex. You know, this op-ed piece you wrote in the Ottawa Citizen is whose eyes did you want to see on this? Who were you hoping to actually, you know, sort of think, well, maybe that's a good idea?
Yeah, well, this would require support from both levels of government, and you know, this is not the solution to our health human resource problem, right? We need many, many solutions, and fundamentally, we need to increase our training of health professionals. I mean, for example, here at the University of Ottawa, for every 10 people who apply to nursing school, they only accept one. They only have room for one. So we could certainly increase the number of people that we train for the various health professions, but that's not going to help us today, right? That pipeline mm-hmm. takes many years. And so in the interim, we need to both keep the people we have, improve their working conditions, address their issues with compensation, and take advantage of foreign-trained professionals who are already in the country. And there's some good work going on with respect to that, and do things like, for example, make it much, much easier to bring in these American health professionals who would just basically be job ready on day one. Mm-hmm. So it would require Immigration Canada to have an expedited citizenship and Immigration Canada to have an expedited approach, and it would require, conditional and emergency licensing by the regulators at the provincial level.
At the top of our conversation today, you were talking about, obviously, the pay piece of all this. Are you suggesting that Bill 124 get repealed as well?
Yeah, I mean, Bill 124 is a product of another time, right? It was adopted before the pandemic. It was adopted before inflation took off the way it has. And, I was pleased to hear the premier after the election make that point. He said he recognized that, it was not fair to have a 1% wage cap at a time when, of course, the cost of living is going up that much more quickly. So, I'm optimistic that that will be dealt with, but that is one of the things that I think does need to happen.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing an alarming report QP released regarding the abuse of healthcare workers in the Ottawa region. Alex, have you heard this from your team that there's that type of abuse going on at the hospital?
Yeah. So I've not had a chance yet. It just came out this morning. I've not had a chance yet to read that report. I saw some of the tweets about it, so I will definitely be taking a look. We have noted, an increase certainly in aggression and frustration on the part of some parents. There's lots to be frustrated about these days, but it's never ever okay to take that out on a nurse or on a hospital employee. We've also, we had a bomb threat here in the winter, and we've also, had some politically motivated kind of extremist threats, and so certainly we have increased our security. Some measures there that that I'm not going to discuss publicly to also improve our security and safety.
Okay. And Alex, I think about when you first were appointed or received the job of CEO at CHEO. I remember thinking it was just really the perfect job for you. Are you still enjoying it as much as the first day, Alex? Even though we've been through such a challenging time.
Well, it's such an amazing place, as you mm-hmm. know, Sam. The people here are just in it for the right reasons, in it to make a difference for kids and families, and it's such an honor to be part of this team, such a dedicated and committed group of people.
Mm-hmm. I saw your smiling face with a big check that had $1 million on it recently with Happy Roots and Lindsay and Mark Zecklin making that commitment to mental health. And I was really surprised, Alex, I'll be honest with you, with the target that you needed to fill, and that's children, babies to under six. For mental health reasons, that was a surprise to me. And I'm so happy to see that obviously CHEO and the great doctors there have identified this. And then you have somebody from a community level that says, puts their hand up and says, we're going to help fund that. It was really a win-win for sure.
Well, we've always been blessed here. And in fact, you know, as you would know, Sam, but I'm not sure all your listeners would know that the reason we have a children's hospital in Ottawa is that a bunch of parents, predominantly mothers, of young children got mobilized and got organized to convince the provincial government, this is back in the 60s, that a children's hospital was needed. And there's lots of opposition to it for a whole variety of reasons. And they persisted and they raised money and they convinced the politicians and the hospital was built. And so that community support for CHEO really is baked into the DNA and is, you know, so crucial to almost everything we do here.
Well, Alex, you can tell that story every time you come on with me because I love it. Every time I hear it, it just warms my heart and just, you know, leave it to a mom to get stuff done, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it so much. Alex, I value your time. Thank you for joining us on City News.
Thanks, Sam.
Alex Munter joining us, CEO of CHEO. He had that op-ed piece in yesterday's